Awareness, then your problem is not a problem. I don't know if I'm... Let me go at it. It's very clear, isn't it, sir? Very interesting.
Is there a problem besides the noise?
Yes, that's it.
Isn't the noise becomes
the problem, translated in different ways. I interpret in different ways, or is put in different ways.
Which said that the noise makes the problem because it gives the wrong perception.
Yeah.
The noise is dealing with the problem.
Yes.
Well, I said the noise. When you say the problem is originally due to the fact that the noise doesn't need it.
Yes.
This automatic response is not sufficient.
Yes, sir.
And now, then it stops for a moment. Then we still believe the answer is in the noise, so we continue the problem in a different way.
So.
We say that's thinking.
Yes, sir. That's right.
We noise the problem around into this shape or that shape. Right?
That's right.
It's the noise which creates challenge. Makes a challenge into the challenge.
If the noise didn't exist, the problem wouldn't exist.
Ananda, don't make a statement. Don't make any conclusion. Don't make a statement. We are exposing it.
See, there might be some... Suppose, for example, you had a problem which was how to make a certain thing work, do you see? I mean, you would say, I don't know how to make this machine work or what's wrong with it.
Right.
So, and it takes a certain thought and knowledge to see the answer to that. And it seems that there is a thought which is not noise then.
Yeah. That's what I want. We're glad you look. Let's get that clear to ourselves, sir.
Therefore, if we look at this machine or whatever it may be and something, and then we see how it works and we see how to set it right.
Yes.
So, sir, I want to be clear the question for myself first. I'm not trying to say you're right or wrong. There is this noise, we'll call that for the moment, the background, all that. The noise is going on all the time. Of that noise, I'm not aware. I am aware only when a problem arises. And I try to deal with that problem with the noise. And that I call thinking, right? That's what we call generally thinking.
But there might be another kind of thinking.
That's what we...